this a means of our shafa'a from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make this a means of defense of Sahaba-e Kiram. Oh Allah, make it a means of success in what we have come here for, in getting the movie cancelled. Oh Allah, give the hidayah to those who have been apart, you know, in getting this movie out. And oh Allah, if hidayah is not written for them, oh Allah, deal with them in the manner they deserve best.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, to the right path.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, grant us death upon Iman.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, grant us Murafaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba in Jannah.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, grant us beautiful water from the house, from the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, increase us in our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant us ikhlas.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, let this be a means of deen becoming firmer.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, let this be a means of our love for Sahaba spreading wide.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, every single youngster here, oh Allah, make him a da'i.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, make him call towards the greatness of Sahaba.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, make him spread the parcham of Sahaba.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, make him be a means of bringing the Shia to Islam.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, guide the Shia to Islam.
Ameen.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 يا رب العالمين
And furthermore, just to make the wider audience understand, we are very offended. As you can see, we are very insulted, and we have a right not to be insulted. You talk about freedom of speech, but where does your freedom of speech go? When it goes to criticizing your policies, when it goes to making critical analysis of your version of history, let me give you one example before I finish. If you look in certain countries in Europe, it is forbidden to criticize the Holocaust or to even make a critical analysis whether this event actually occurred in the way that they portray it or whether there are discrepancies in the version of this story. Where does your freedom of speech go then? When somebody wants to criticize the state of Israel, the occupier, then these people begin to scream and they say, no, don't talk like this. But when we stand for our rights and we tell you, you have no right to tell us our history, these people cry freedom of speech. We will not let this film go on further. We do not insult you or your religion. We do not insult you and your way of life. We say, live yours and we live ours. Live and let live. But once you insult our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you insult his wives, you insult his companions, you insult his family, then don't think that the Muslim is going to sit quietly. No, he is not. The Muslim will come out and he will stand for truth and he will stand for justice. May Allah give us the ability to stand for the haq and to remain steadfast on the haq and to defend the honor of those beloved personalities who spread Islam to the corners of this world. Narai Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Narai Risalat!
Ya Rasulullah!
Narai Tahqiq!
Allahu
Akbar! Narai Tahqiq!
Alhamdulillah!
Narai Tahqiq!
Alhamdulillah!
Fezan-e-Siddiq-e-Akbar! Zindabad! Fezan-e-Siddiq-e-Akbar!
Zindabad!
Fezan-e-Mola Ali!
Zindabad!
Fezan-e-Imam Hassan Mujtaba!
Zindabad!
Fezan-e-Imam Hussain!
Zindabad!
Fezan-e-Amir Muawiyah!
Zindabad!
Islam!
Zindabad!
Islam!
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد برادرز I can't express the grief, I can't express the pain and the burning feeling that I am experiencing at this moment in time inside my heart. If somebody came and they took away my parents, I wouldn't feel like this. If somebody came and burnt my house down, I wouldn't feel like this. If somebody come and took my children, wallahi lazim, I would never ever feel like this. But coming and attacking the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a derogatory manner, I can't explain my feelings. You will have to look inside my heart and you will have to see what is going on inside my heart to know what is happening inside my heart. Allahu Akbar, words cannot describe it. My feelings are all over the place. My mind is all over the place. That how can somebody come and attack the beloved wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuously in many narrations warning us again and again, my Aisha, my Abu Bakr, my Umar, my family, my Fatima, my Ali, my Osman, my Hassan, my Hussein, again and again, expressing his love, expressing his displeasure, abusing them, speaking derogatory about them. Allahu Akbar, brother, I can't express my feelings. My feelings are going, I mean, this is me. You know, you've got thousands, you've got millions of people out there who are in tears, people who are restless, people who can't eat, people who can't drink, knowing that somebody has gone so low, rather than taking an academic approach, rather than approaching the scholars, bringing out the books, rather the only shot that they could take at hurting us and trying to get back at us is to put it onto the screen. Yasir al-Habib, those who follow Yasir al-Habib, those who support this, because I want to make something very clear, not every single Shia will be supporting this. I will guarantee you, there will be Shias out there who will be just as upset as us. So, rather, I heard about a Shia who's affiliated with the Shia clergy, the Shia sect, and he works in Cineworld. And today, can you believe it? He has taken a day off. He's taken a day off in boycotting. So this is not every Shia. These people are extremists. Yasir al-Habib and the followers of Yasir al-Habib, they are an isolated group. They are a small group who want to infuriate and who want to incite hatred. So my brothers, sisters, please, please do control your feelings. I know it's very, very hard. I know it's very hard. I'm finding it very difficult. I mean, since I found out about it, I haven't slept properly. I haven't eaten properly. I've been running after the counselors. I've been running after the MPs, trying to get people here. We've been making videos, calling people, inviting people, because there's nothing that means more to us, nothing that means more to a mu'min than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers, there's nothing that means more to us than Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, Hassan, Hussein and Fatima and the Ahl Bayt. There's nothing that means more to us. Taking this away from us, you can take everything away. Take it, it's yours. Take our life, take our belongings, take our parents, take our children. It doesn't mean anything to us when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is my message. Please, please don't hurt our feelings. If you want to discuss, we are ready to discuss. Let's make it academic. Let's make it polite. Let's make it a respectful environment. Sit down like brothers and let's talk it over. We can. It's happened before. People have done it. We don't need to take these measures. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give those people hidayah, and if not, may Allah deal with them what is best for them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allah.
Basically, to sum up, first and foremost, having somebody depicting the personality, the blessed personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is near and dear to our hearts, this is extremely wrong and disparaging. Because our belief is that there is none like him and none ever will be like him. Therefore, it's an insult to him to try to depict him and act his role. Secondly, the roles of the noble caliphs of Islam being acted out by black people. Now, this is not only an insult to the caliphs by negatively portraying them, by using black people. It's also an insult to the black people, the African people, that they use those people who they perceive as the baddies in their eyes. They use black people for that role. So that's a very negative thing as well, and very racist.
My brothers, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even though we are living amongst the luxuries and we are living in 2022 with all the challenges that we are facing, with a single announcement from Maulana Abdul Halim sahab, so many people have left their jobs and so many people have left their work and so many people have left whatever they were doing and united here, standing in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of our Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Many of us standing here, we don't even know what the movie is about. We don't even know what's being shown on the screen inside. But we heard that somebody is defaming the Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Somebody is trying to defame Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are needed here. You left everything and you turned up here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everybody's efforts. And just like Maulana Abdul Halim sahab recited some of the verses of the Quran and also the sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nobody's efforts will be wasted. And just like today we have come here, standing here protecting the honor and the fame of our companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tomorrow when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will remind us of this. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come and protect us on that day as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind us of this day as well. Can I request everybody that just like Maulana Abdul Halim Sahab said, don't give up the fight. Don't think that there's a few people standing here and the movie is still going on here and we've lost something. We haven't lost anything at all. This is a very great turnout and this is absolutely fantastic turnout. Regardless of what the people behind us are saying to us, regardless of what the people walking past are saying, that you mean nothing to us. This means everything to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Them people that made an effort to come here and to stand here, you are the true warriors of Islam. This is our jihad in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Maulana said, we can only do what we are entitled to do. We are not here to break any laws. We are not here to disturb anybody. We are not here to upset anybody. We are doing what we can do, living within the Sharia and living within the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living within the laws of this country as well.
My brothers, this is a movie that has been produced by somebody by the name of Yasir Al-Habib, who is a hate preacher from London. This man was sentenced for 10 years in Kuwait and he fled from Kuwait and he's come here. And since the day he has come here until today, the only thing that he has ever done is he has peddled hate preach against Sunni Muslims. The only thing that he has ever done is abuse the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only thing this man has ever done is abuse the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they mean more to us than our fathers, our mothers, our children, our wealth and our health. And we need to let Sunni world know the Sahaba mean more to us than anything. Yes or no?
Yes.
Sahaba mean more to us than anything. Yes or no?
Yes.
Should Sunni world cancel these events?
Yes.
Yes. Louder.
Yes.
Louder.
Yes.
Sunni world, you should be listening to us. You are affecting the feelings of 1 billion Muslims around the entire world. You are hurting our feelings. You are not taking us into consideration. If you don't take us into consideration, at least you should have taken into consideration those Muslims, the feelings of those Muslims who day and night come and serve you inside there. Sunni world is only built and is only going upon the wealth of the Muslims. How many non-Muslims you see going there? It is us Muslims, it is our wealth, it is our time that is being spent, is spending there and financially helping this place. Therefore, we have a legal right, we have a legal right to stand here and to express our hurtful feelings, that you have hurt our feelings. You have hurt our feelings. My brothers, these Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een in this film have been, they have been just carried, they have been portrayed in a very, very negative light. Halanki, these were the same people who sacrificed their entire life for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of these companions, they give their life. Some of them, they give their wealth. Some of them, they give their time. Some of them, they give everything, whatever they could have. Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu is Rabbul Alameen. In every single separa of the Quran, praises the companions. There is not a single sahara, there is not a single separa, there is not a single juz which does not contain the praise of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Do not for a single moment think that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are insignificant in Islam. My brothers, let me tell you one thing. If it wasn't for these Sahaba, today me and you, we would be worshipping stones. If it wasn't for these Sahaba, today me and you, we would be with our mothers and our sisters committing incest. Allahu Akbar, it is these companions who have taught us, who have given us the religion of Islam. They were the ones who went from Mecca to Medina. They were the ones that went from Medina to Pakistan. They were the ones that covered the entire world. My brothers, it is incumbent upon these people that these people ban. They ban this film. Our Muslim brothers should not go in there. Our Muslim brothers should totally boycott such a place which does not consider the feelings of the believers. Yes or no?
Yes.
Louder.
Yes.
Louder.
Yes.
Louder.
Yes.
The beat. This film is such a disgusting film. This film is such a disgusting film. This film is such a disgusting film. That every single criminal in this land has been portrayed as a black person. This film should be banned because it is a racist film. This film is a racist film. This film is inciting hatred. This film is inciting religious hatred. Therefore, this is why such a film should be banned. Alhamdulillah, many other places on the city worlds across the nation, they have banned this. But it is Bradford, our city world, which has been financed on our wealth, today is hurting our feelings. My brothers, remember one thing. This is not going to stop here. Remember one thing. I don't want this. I don't want brothers going away thinking to themselves, okay, chalo, we've gone there. We're going to be shouting and screaming. Until, mark my words, Yasir al-Habib, Yasir al-Habib, mark my words, I will not stop until this film is banned in the whole entire England. Yes or no? Not only Bradford, not only Bradford, in the entire England, this film is going to be banned. Yasir al-Habib, I will challenge you, come academically, debate me, I will debate you on any issue between Shias and Sunni. Academically, wallahi lazim, my name is Abdul Halim, if I don't flaw you. Wallahi lazim. Allahu Akbar. My brothers, any Shia scholar, listen! Any Shia scholar who wants an academic debate, I am standing here in front of hundreds of people. Wallahi lazim, my name is Abdul Halim, until I floor you. Come, let's debate. But why? Become
Ammar Naqshbandi ka naam le.
Ammar Naqshbandi, Yasir al-Habib, any one of you, come, we'll debate academics. Why do we have to get to stuff like this? Hurting the feelings of Muslims. Come, we'll open the books. This film is a bias, is based upon a bias concocted, fabricated side. All it is a bunch of fabrications.